TR Mobile.
Zero TR Mobile, this is WA4LTZ. Doug, over by Side High School.
LTT, I think I caught. This is November Zero Tango Radio for Romeo. My name is Tom, and we're northeast of Greer right now, out in the boondocks. Well, my wife and I just went to visit a friend's house and headed back home out here in this beautiful countryside. How's your day going?
Today is going pretty good today. It's nice and not too hot inside, outside, but I'm staying in the...
There's 5, 6, 7, 9 vultures over here on the left side of the road, and I'm glad it's not me. Didn't catch your name.
How do you copy me, over?
Give me your name.
The name here is Doug, Delta Ocean Uniform Golf. And like I said, I live over here by near Eastside High School. Over.
Doug, good morning to you. 11:28, I guess it is, or 29. And what high school is it you live next to? What town, Doug? We live up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham.
Okay, good deal. Now, I live down East North Street by Brusher Creek, over by Eastside High School. It's about 4 or 5 blocks farther on out from me, but I live on Dexter Drive.
QSL. Well, I haven't been over there a whole lot, but we've been there some, and our grandson is over there who got slaughtered last night in a football game. And we didn't go to it, of course. It's too hot. I'm 73, Doug, and my wife's about the same age, and we've been married 53 years, and we're not getting out in that heat to see a football game.
I appreciate that. I'm 87, and the wife and I, we don't get out at night.
Well, so you never know, Doug, with this call sign thing nowadays, how old a person is. I've been 27 years, something like that, 93, whatever that adds up to. And started out back in 1993, and oh gosh, we're enjoying this countryside. There's some donkeys and mules and burros and stuff. We originally lived in Kansas 62 years, Doug, and moved down here to be near the grandsons and daughter and family. And about 11 years ago, we really love it down here.
Reason in the world to move, be near the family. Yeah, I got involved in ham radio. I was over at the American Red Cross, and the ham radio people would meet in the basement on Tuesday nights, and I went down, and the next thing you know, I have a radio, and I'm on the air, over.
Well, I think a lot of us did. I had my licenses when I come here, but I've been to the Red Cross, and I go down there to the Greenville VA clinic quite often. And the Marauders Amateur Radio Club I belong to meets there. And a lot of good folks I met down there, and I sure met a lot of good folks here on the radio, and I belong to the Greer Amateur Radio Club, and I guess I still belong to the SCDXCC, but I haven't been in a while due to this COVID stuff, Doug. This is N0TR.
Yeah, WA4LTZ. We worked at the American Red Cross for a long time and got involved with the a radio group in one way or another, and what they could do for us at the Red Cross. And the next thing you know, I'm head and shoulders into the business and going down to Atlanta.
Where, Doug? You cut off a little bit.
Yeah, I had to go down to Atlanta to take my test, and CW work for the man down there.
Well, I love CW. It's my primary, what'd you say, Bernice? Form of communication. I use Sideman once in a while. I made a contact last night just for the fun of it to Costa Rica. And we decided to turn around out here and driving through the peach farm out here. It's probably 2 or 3 miles east of our place.
Appreciate that. The peaches have been very good this year. At least I think so.
Too. I'm telling you, if I'd have known those was here, I'd have moved here for those. They are just fantastic. Well, this week, the ones called the Big Reds come in up here at the Fisher's Orchard up here on 101, if you know where I mean.
Well, I usually don't get up that far, but we do wind up going to the peach shed and buying a little package of peaches every now and then. Enjoy them greatly. Very, very good peaches this year.
Get some clings up to our nephew up in Boston when they first come out, and he likes to make, what do they call those things? Smoothies with them. He's just crazy about them. He was raised in Kansas and went to the University of Kansas, and was raised in Wichita. And we was over in the southeast corner of Kansas, near Joplin, Missouri, about 28 miles north in a little town of Pittsburgh. But then we sent him some of the other ones as they come in, the Freestones. And now I think I'll surprise him and send him some up there Monday. The Big Reds, they just come in, Doug, and oh, they are good.
Oh, yes, I can appreciate that. But I'm a local boy. I was born and raised about, half a mile to 2 miles away from where I live right now. I went to Paris High School.
And this is, Kansas is the land of Oz, and you spell that O-Z. This is the land of Oz, and it's spelled A-H-S, in my opinion. People ask me what I like about it down here, and I always tell them, well, people's number one, because I thought losing all my friends up in Kansas would be really rough, and it was, but with the communications nowadays, not so much. And so I always say the people down here are the first thing I like, and the second thing are the peaches, and the third thing is the scenery, and just the country in general. Go ahead, Doug. This is N0TR.
N0TRWA4LTZ. Yeah, pretty soon we're going to have some good apples. They come in next.
Called up to the Granddad's Orchard up in Hendersonville. We like that one. And there's another one, what you call it, Rocky Top or something, Ernie's? I can't remember the name of it up there. It's pretty up there, but Granddad's is easier for us old folks to get to. And so we called up there a couple days ago, and the Honeycrisp are late this year because of all the severe heat. And so they're not in yet, and that's our favorite apple.
Understand that. Well, I got a honeydew, so send me trees. Talk to you later on down the log.
Pleasure's all mine, 73s. You have a wonderful day, sir, and it's really been enjoyable visiting with you. This is N0TR Clear.